Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, for Terry Moore and watching senior forward Mackenzie Holmes operate, efficiency has come through experience and, of course, hard work and effort. This week's Big Ten Player of the Week.
Her footwork and, you know, her hands have always been terrific. Finding different ways to score. It's a gift that she has. I mean, she works every day with Coach Rhett, who works with our post players, but some of that is just God-given ability that, you know, the footwork, the finesse that she has, the touch that she has around, you know, the basket is, I just think, is just a gift.
Terry Moore and watching Mackenzie Holmes miss only 3 of 23 shots in wins over Auburn and Memphis as they swept through the Las Vegas Invitational in very undesirable conditions. And in addition to Mackenzie winning Big Ten Player of the Week honors, freshman guard Yarden Garzón picked up her first Big Ten Freshman of the Week award. The duo, the first Indiana pair to sweep the weekly awards since the start of the Freshman of the Week award was given by the league 12 years ago. The Indiana women up to number 5 this week in the AP poll. They'll host number 8 North Carolina in the ACC Big Ten Challenge Thursday night, 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL. And anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So make Kelvin Sampson's Houston Cougars number 1. The Hoosiers of Mike Woodson up to 10th. The Purdue soars to 5, leading 6 Big Ten teams in this week's AP Top 25. Just going inside some numbers. Former number 1 North Carolina will come to town tomorrow night for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. 18th as they slide off the top. The Hoosiers put 90 on the board, blowing out Jackson State the day after Thanksgiving. Tamar Bates, a career high 22 in 23 minutes. Tamar had 4 assists, 4 triples. The Hoosiers are now averaging just under 89 a game, shooting 56% and a very respectable 38% from behind the line. And as Tamar was telling us,
I would more so just say we kind of understand the offense more now, because when we first put it in last year, it was kind of just like us trying to figure it out like during the season. But the fact that we went through last season, we had a whole offseason of, you know, just executing coach's offense and what he liked for us to do. We kind of just able to flow in everything and, you know, just execute at a higher level.
Getting a better feel for Tamar Bates coming off the bench and contributing both ends of the court. 9:15 on ESPN tomorrow night. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.